here I am on this wonderful, beautiful spring-like Wednesday morning with one of my all-time favorite guests, Jeff Friedman, chairman and executive director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, who's got all kinds of exciting things going on in his world because I got his email this morning. How are you, Jeff?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, this is one of those days where I could say, I don't know that I could be better.
Yeah, well, this is crazy weather, but you can't beat it.
No, you can't beat it. You can't beat the weather. It doesn't look so good after tomorrow. It sort of drops off the cliff. And I'm going to be driving over to the Cape tomorrow to see a friend. But no, it's really a good day. And I woke up in a good mood and went to sleep last night in a good mood. I fell asleep reading a book and woke up at 3 this morning with the book in my lap and turned off the lights and rolled over and got up this morning and got here and did the radio show. Anyway, what's going on with the Greene County Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we've got a bunch going on. It's very busy out there right now. There's still a lot of new folks moving into the area. There's a lot of new businesses opening up, and there's been a lot of growth and change and excitement happening all over. And we've got a bunch of things happening. Right now we're working on Greene County Restaurant Week, and that's April 6th to the 15th.
That speaks to my heart because I go to restaurants all the time.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're getting all of the restaurants organized and getting their menus together. And shortly we'll be updating the Restaurant Week website, which is dineingreene.com. Mm-hmm. So once everything is done, you'll be able to go to diningreene.com. You'll be able to see who's participating. You'll be able to get all the information. You'll be able to see the menus. And it's a really cool event. So it's a price fixed menu. And it's for dinner, it's a 3-course meal. And this year we added lunch. So there's a 2-course lunch. And the pricing is either $10, $15, or $25. So lunches will be $10 or $15, and dinners will be either $15 or $25. And if you go to the website, you'll be able to see who's doing what for what prices. And there are restaurants that are participating from across the county, practically every corner of the county. So we're really excited. And if you eat at a restaurant during Restaurant Week and you buy a meal off the price fixed menu, you'll be given a card to sign up for our Dine and Win contest, where you'll be able to win gift certificates that all the participating restaurants have donated to the Restaurant Week. And
that's a nice flip in Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
I've never seen a restaurant. I've never heard of a Restaurant Week doing that.
Yeah, so we're really it's nice because after Restaurant Week's over, we compile all the lists and we go out of our way to kind of make sure that each winner gets a little bit of a boost, and we draw one a day and until they run out. Last year it took almost 4 weeks to get through all the gift certificates that we had. So
wow,
it was pretty cool. And folks were really excited. The great part about it is people come from all over the region. We do a pretty extensive advertising campaign, regional, to let folks know what's happening. So we draw folks from Dutchess County, Ulster County, Albany County, big wide circle around Greene County, and they come out to support it. So we're really excited. I think personally that we have great, great restaurants in this region and in Greene County. We have some exceptional chefs. We have some very creative people. We have a tremendously diverse offering. So if you want whatever your desire, you can nearly get it in a Greene County restaurant. So.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. Well, it's interesting because this whole area, this part of the Hudson Valley, Greene and Columbia counties have become a dining destination.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Obviously the farm to table movement has really impacted the area. So you're seeing a lot of very creative new restaurants with creative new dishes. And the really cool part is practically everything on your plate was made locally. So we have a lot of those. We have a number of, restaurants that are classics, French, Italian, Hispanic, mm-hmm. whether it be Mexican, Latino, Dominican, and then we have everything. I mean, you pick it, it's out there. So
yes.
So the nice part is that folks don't have to travel far get an exceptional meal at a reasonable price. And with Restaurant Week, you get the chance to try out restaurants that you've never tried before and give them a shot. Maybe you've got an old favorite you haven't been to in a long time. And we just think it's a really nice way to showcase what we offer.
Yeah, and I think it's really wonderful because people tend, I think, to more think of this side, the Hudson side of the river, for restaurants than they do Greene County. And Greene County has a lot to offer. And I've just noticed in the last 2-3 years, possibly because through the station I go to Greene County Chamber events, and I've discovered all kinds of places over on that side of the river that I never knew about and I'm delighted to know about. So all of you, go enjoy Greene County Restaurant Week.
Yeah, we've got a lot out there. I mean, we've got some of our brew pubs are involved. So there's a number of really good restaurants involved, and the list is growing every day. The restaurants are still coming in and still joining the program, and we'll be out there putting that together probably through the first week of March. We'll be adding restaurants, so we'll be starting to update the website beginning of next week. So if you want to start to see who's participating, like I said, you run over to dineingreen.com or go to greencountychamber.com and click the link, and you'll be able to see who's joining as they're coming online. And we won't have the menus yet. Usually the restaurants get us the menus a little closer to Restaurant Week once they see, especially when you have folks who are doing who do a lot with local fresh products. They wait to see what's going to be available and then create the menu from there. But you'll have multiple choices. Most of the restaurants that did dinner, you know, because this is our third year, for dinner, there's usually about 3 to 4 appetizer choices. There's usually 4 to 5 entree choices, and then usually 2 to 3 dessert choices. It's all part of, you know, pay one price. And, you know, it doesn't include beverages, but it's, you know, it's very reasonable, and it gives you a chance to really check places out.
Yeah.
And for lunch, there'll be either an app and a main or a main and a dessert, and it's going to be dependent upon each place as what they choose to do.
So yeah, that's
very
great.
Excited about it. I enjoy it. I eat out for you know, like 10 straight days because it's great.
Well, it's you know, eating for me is a sport.
Yes. For many people I know.
I know, yeah. It's my sport.
Yeah.
And anyway, and you've got another thing, because I was at the Greene County Chamber lunch last week, and you made a big announcement about something that the Greene and Columbia County Chambers of Commerce are doing together.
Yep.
That I thought was just phenomenal, and I'm kind of thinking about it. I don't know whether I can do it or not, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, yeah, we're the Columbia County Chamber, along with us at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, we're offering a trip to China. So it's a very reasonably priced trip. It's all inclusive.
Yeah, no, I was just stunned by how reasonable. That's one of the reasons I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't know how the company that we're doing this through can do it, because I checked airfare prices, and the airfare alone is almost as much as the total trip.
Exactly.
It's October 7th to the 16th. It is a, like I said, an all-inclusive trip to China with airfare out of New York City. So it's $2,299 for any chamber member. For non-members, there is an added $100 charge.
Mm-hmm.
But it has
still
everything.
Reasonable.
Airfare, all of your exchanges in country, 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, all of your meals, all of your tours. The only thing you have to pay for over and above the price of the trip is to get your tourist visa from China,
mm-hmm.
The country, we take care of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide you want to buy a trinket in country, or you want to grab an extra snack, or you want to take, there are some optional tours. And if you're a business owner and you're looking to do business in China, we actually have time set aside where you'll be able to meet business people and business people in your interest group to hook your business up and maybe do a little bit of international trade. So we think it's a great trip. You're visiting 4 different cities. The Great Wall of China is part of the trip. So I don't know how you can beat it. I don't think there's a way to get there any cheaper. And
I don't think so either. Because I have looked at airfares to China, because a couple of times I've thought about going there because I have not been to China.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I love it. I love giving our folks an opportunity to go visit places and see the world and do it reasonably. And we're going to do it as a group. And the nice part is because the two chambers decided to do it at the same time, so we'll be sending a lot of people from the region together. So there'll be people, you may not know them when the trip starts, but they're your neighbors. And you'll be out there. You're not out there on your own. You're going to be out there with a group of people from Greene County and a group of people from Columbia County. And this
and it's an opportunity to make new friends.
Opportunity to make new friends, an opportunity to see some things you may never see before. And we're very pleased and excited by the response so far. A lot of people are very interested. We have a number of people who have already signed up. So, if you visit the website, greencountychamber.com, we have an entire page devoted just to the China trip, but right on the homepage, there's a link where you can click on that and go right over to the page, and you can see the itinerary. You can see all the sign-up information. There's a registration form there. All the information on the optional trips and all of the things to do is on there as well. So, give us a call. We'd love to have you on the trip.
Now, are you going on the trip?
I am not planning to go on the October trip. They have set aside a trip for Jeff Hunt, who is the Columbia County Chamber President, and myself to go with other chamber executives in April on an inspection tour. We actually do the whole tour so that we can come back and talk intelligently about what they're actually going to see and do. So I don't know if I could do China twice in 1 year, but one of our chamber staff is likely to be going. So okay. We haven't figured out who that is yet, but it's probably Liz, who's our membership director. But we're probably going to send somebody from the chamber staff or from the chamber board of directors to be on the trip. I know that I believe, and I don't want to say for sure, but I think that that one of the Columbia board members is going on the trip as well. So
okay,
well, I don't want to talk out of turn and drop names, but he has told me he's going. So
okay, well that's great. I just think that's really exciting because it really is fabulously priced.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just think it's, you know, this is something that we've thought about doing for quite some time. And, you know, Jeff and I had this conversation, a few times, and we're looking for something to do like that. I'm not sure it'll be an annual thing, but it might just be because it's been something that we've had in mind for quite some time to possibly do as an annual thing. Not to China necessarily, but to pick other countries. We've considered England and London specifically, and Japan and maybe, Germany, Italy, France. We've had those places in mind before to possibly do trips to. So, keep your eyes posted because you never know. We might decide to make this an annual thing and next year's trip could be someplace else. So maybe the people on the trip will do it annually with us. Who knows?
Who knows? I know that a friend of mine from high school, which means we've known each other for a very long time, does that. He lives in Minneapolis, and he is very involved in the theater community there, and he brings a tour to do Broadway shows every year, and often it's the same people every year who like to go, and they're friends, and it's all like a wonderful experience. So I think that's great. And you've got golf coming up.
We do have golf coming up. Our annual golf tournament is May 18th. It's the Friday in May. It's going to be at the Catskill Golf Club this year. We rotate around to our golf clubs. So this year in the rotation is Catskill. And so we're looking for golfers. We're looking for folks, if your business would like to sponsor the event. That is just starting now. We're just out there doing it. And the tournament includes a continental breakfast, lunch at the turn, and a dinner at the banquet where we give out the awards. There are prizes awarded, and the last few years we've had so many prizes to give away that every golfer walked away with at least one prize. So there's a little bit of swag you get when you sign up, and we have a hole-in-one contest where you can win $10,000 if you get a hole-in-one. We have a putting contest where you can win $10,000. It's a fun day. It's usually just a really fun day out on the course, playing with fellow business people from all over the region. We have folks from Columbia County who play in it. We have folks from Greene County who play in it. It's a scramble, so it's a best ball scramble. You don't have to worry. If you whack your ball in the woods, somebody else in your foursome probably has the ball in the fairway. You can play from there. So it is a lot of fun. We do, as I say, give a lot of prizes. And we actually give I don't want to call it a cash prize, but it is sort of a cash prize. The winners, first, second, and third place, get gift certificates to the pro shop at the golf course. So
do you give a prize for the worst golfer?
We don't, only because I have been told...
Because that would be me.
Yeah, and I've been told we shouldn't embarrass people by saying they're the worst golfer. Although one year we had a team that finished so far behind that the golf pro at the golf course, which we were playing at Chrisman's in Wyndham that year, and the team finished so far behind that he actually went up and gave everybody in the foursome a gift certificate for a free lesson with him. Anytime that rest of that summer, if they wanted to come and improve their game. So it can happen.
Well, I've only golfed once in my life. And so I would be right there at the bottom of the pack. It never captured my attention. And my brother, during the summer, he's out golfing all the time.
Yeah, I used to golf a lot. Life has gotten in the way, and I haven't golfed in... Gosh, I don't know, 10 years. But
yeah, my godfather said it was a very expensive sport in time.
Yes, it takes time, commitment. It's not the kind of sport where you can just play it, you know, once a month and you're decent. So I just don't have the time or the ability anymore to do it. And it's just, it's not in my wheelhouse right now, but we do get a lot of golfers out for this.
No, I'm sure.
We usually have.
Golf is a big thing. I just don't grok it. My brother does. It is. Now, before we go on with Jeff, I want to just remind everybody that this is the Radio Magic Pledge Drive for WGXC. And we're a little behind in our fundraising, and we would like to catch up. So if you could, just walk over to that phone and call 518-697-7400 or write a check and put it in an envelope and mail it to us at WGXC, care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And or go to WGXC.org/donate. Or you can just walk it in and hand the check to Jeff, who will then hand it to me. And one of the reasons that you should be supporting us is because we have people on like Jeff Friedman who tell you all about what's going on in Greene County. And we have other people who come in and tell you what's going on in Columbia County. And we are the voice of Greene and Columbia County. 100 volunteers, a unique radio resource to the Twin Counties. So support us. Become a sustaining supporter like me. I'm a sustaining supporter. Okay, now, Jeff, we'll go back to you and what you're doing.
No, I like what you're doing. Yeah, definitely. If you want to drop a check off at the chamber office, we're right on Main Street in Catskill. We'll get it and we'll bring it over to the station for you. So,
yeah, really. Yeah,
this is a great resource. People should be supporting it. These community radio stations, community groups, all of our local not-for-profits are always in need of funding, especially in these days. It's very hard to, you know, federal and state funding and even local county funding have not dried up, but it's shrunk. Budgets are tighter, especially with government funding is much tighter. Foundations fundings are tighter. So everybody needs help. You know, if you can afford it, you should seriously consider supporting WGXC, Wave Farm, and any other not-for-profit that is within your interest.
Yeah.
And there are lots of them.
Yeah. Having spent my life in media, ever since I bumbled into the world of radio in Los Angeles back when most of you probably weren't born yet, I have seen media in lots of forms. I was privileged enough to be there at the beginning of cable and radio, and I've never seen anything quite like this radio station. So please support us, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. So you've got China, you've got golf, you've got Restaurant Week.
Yeah, we've got all that, and then we've got our usual stuff. Next week, we've got our business after hours. It's on Tuesday night. It's mm-hmm. right in Catskill on Main Street. At we've got a joint business after hours. So Kerwin's Game Store and the folks at Hilo, which is a cafe right next door, are doing our business after hours, and you can come in and see this cool new space that is on Main Street in Catskill at Hilo Cafe, which is a space that does a lot of artistic work. There's usually music going on, or an art exhibition, or sometimes they'll be playing an old movie, or you know, some kind of, you know, maybe even an artistic movie. They have a very nice daytime menu with you know, coffees and teas, gourmet coffees and teas, and then
and this is Hilo?
Hilo, yeah. And then and then at night they have, you know, well, all day as well, they have an actual regular bar there. They have a lot of great, you know, interesting seating space. They encourage you to come in and use their Wi-Fi and sit there and relax in that space. And so they're hosting half of the business after hours, and the other half is at Kerwin's Game Store. And Kerwin's, if people aren't familiar, is not a game store that you or I would think about games. It's not Monopoly and Parcheesi. Mm-hmm. It's the role-playing games. Very popular with, you know, teenagers, young adults, even older adults are very involved in this stuff. So it's the role-playing card games, you know, like Magic and some of those kind of games. They do tremendous tournaments. When they hold tournaments, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable how packed Main Street is. So Kerwin's is going to be opening up their space as well during the business after hours. They're going to be doing some demonstrations, showing people what it's all about, giving you a chance to participate a little bit in what's going on. And so that's going on at our business after hours, and that's next week. It's Tuesday, actually. Tuesday. So you have 6 days. Call the chamber, sign up, come on down, enjoy a nice beverage, mm-hmm. little bit of light fare, and come down and meet and network and find new interesting people and connections. So
yeah,
we would love to have you.
And the Hilo is going to be the home or the host place for our 7th anniversary party on Saturday night, February 24th.
Right.
7 p.m. And it's free, free, free.
Well, it is free, but while you're there, make a donation to the
exactly.
station.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Yes, go. Make a donation to all of this.
How am I doing? Am I doing well?
You're doing perfectly. I couldn't have asked for anybody better today. You know, and when I asked you, I wasn't even realizing, thinking about the fact that it was the Radio Magic fundraising drive. I just wanted to have you on before I left.
Yeah, and I'm very sad to hear that you're heading out, and I'm excited to. I wish I was living through you, but because
no,
it
you
sounds
don't.
Exciting.
No, you don't.
To spend the summer on the vineyard and other places sounds very exciting.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I do. I have Jeff and I have known each other since 1981, which is a long time. And he and his wife own Edgartown Books and the restaurant behind the bookstore, which is literally behind the bookstore. And a couple of weeks ago, they gave me a call and said, "What are you doing this summer?" And I said, "I don't know yet." And so it looks like I'm going to go over and help them out again. I did this a couple of years ago. It was great fun. And so it looks like I'm going to go over and help them out for a while during the summer at least. And then who knows where I'll go after that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad to me.
Doesn't sound bad to me either. And then, we've got business after hours next week.
Yep. We've got business after hours. And then coming in early March, we've got our Lunch and Learn seminar, which is on media and marketing. So there's a 3-person panel that'll be talking about marketing your business in the digital age.
Okay.
And how to take advantage of both digital and conventional advertising and using a diverse campaign to interest an audience, and also how to turn your customers into your marketers, which is a very important aspect in business
and
today.
Do you know who's going to be on that panel?
I do know that there will be someone from Columbia Green Media there. I believe it's going to be Greg Appel, but they haven't confirmed that with me yet. And the other two folks have not confirmed with me yet, but I don't want to say till I have them locked and loaded. But we have three very at this moment in time, I believe I have three very interesting and very knowledgeable folks in the industry who will be imparting their wisdom.
Well, I'll do my best to be there.
Well, thank you.
Before I shuffle off not to Buffalo.
We would love to have you. Yeah, that's going to be at La Concadora, right on Main Street in Catskill. So that goes from 11:30 to 1. And in both our newsletter, on our website, and in various places, you'll be able to see who the panelists are. This has always been a very lively discussion. The panelists do a presentation, but there is a very lively Q&A session that follows, and we've found it to be very helpful for business people and even folks who are just thinking about starting a business. It's really good to understand what marketing is about to make your business successful.
Well, one of the reasons I want to go is because one of the things that I'm going to do is my niece owns a business in Minneapolis, a small business, and she's asked me to help her with marketing, and so this would be a good opportunity for me to brush up on my marketing skills for helping her, because her business parallels. She is an incredible woman. She runs a butcher shop.
Wow. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Clancy's Meats in Minneapolis.
See, I love when you find folks in non-traditional businesses, and because we're seeing it so much around here now. And just the creativity of the new entrepreneurs that are entering our communities. And I love that there is that creativity coming into our communities. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, we call it the creative economy, but it's so much more than that. And it's not creative economy that you're thinking, oh, it's all about art. Well, there is an art to it, but these are folks who are making handmade clothing in their shop, and you're buying it in their shop, or you can buy it online, where they're making apothecaries. You know, they're making homemade candles from plant-based products. No petroleum, no chemicals. It's plant-based product, scented candles, or making fragrances, or there's furniture being made from recycled bowling alley wood. These are all businesses on Main Street in Catskill now that have just come into being in the last year.
I know. It's really amazing. And my niece has been very prominent. Her store is in Minneapolis in the Linden Hills area. And she's been very prominent because the store has been open now about 12 years. And she's been very much a part of the farm to table movement. And and that has just swept the country. There was an obituary the other day for a woman up in Vermont who also was one of the founders of the farm-to-table movement. She'd been doing it since 1965 or something.
Wow.
I know. Somewhere in the late 1960s, she bought a farm up in Vermont. And
yeah, it's centered around so many things. Because there's even an art to food. Obviously, there's a creativity in creating food and creating menus that are you know, very pleasing and unique. We've got bread companies that have popped up. We've got bakeries that have popped up with incredibly creative foods, and not just baked goods in their shop, but you know, staples, foods. You look around at what's happening, and it's happening both in Columbia and Greene counties. And we've become an area that is attractive to folks who want to live a certain lifestyle where, you know, if you're living in Catskill or Hudson or Athens or Coxsackie, I wouldn't call it urban, and I don't even know if I would call it suburban, but for me it's urban rural. So you have the best of all worlds. It's beautiful. It's a lifestyle that is relaxed, and you can get to enjoy nature. It's not very far to skiing, hiking, backpacking, canoeing, you know, you name it, kayaking, boating.
I know.
There's the outdoor lifestyle here is enormous. So you can afford yourself the opportunity to take advantage of that if you ever do have downtime from your new business. But we've also started to attract these creative folks who are coming in with unique new wave of products, things that are recycling things. One of the clothing shops in Catskill actually takes recycled textiles and turns that into clothing, furniture, handbags, accessories. So these are folks who are not only they're good stewards of the planet, as well as creating exceptional, unique products.
I know.
And so I look around, and as I told you before, I never thought dance would be one of the things that would be, you know, driving some areas of the county's economy. But we have three major dance...
Lumberyard,
Stephen Petrino, mm-hmm. in Caro, and the Catskill Mountain Foundation in, Tannersville and Hunter, doing tremendous things with dance. We've got artisanal and artisan communities that are sprouting up. Foreland Catskill, which is right now under development. Steph Halmos purchased the building right on the creek, the big old mill building, and they're doing that work. Rob Kalin's work at the mill in the Orange Showroom building.
Mm-hmm.
These are all very smart, very creative projects that are driving and attracting others. So I think one of the really interesting aspects is that it started with that. It started with the folks at Bridge Street Theater who are doing theater production. And
I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Yes. They have a great show, the 60s show.
Yeah. The 60s show with Charles Bush, who I saw 1,000 years ago in New York, I think at the Duplex, but I'm not positive.
Yeah.
But I did see him years and years ago in New York. And he was just, I think he did an imitation of Betty Davis. And the line I remember was, "Drinking is something I only do until I'm drunk."
Yeah, I just see it everywhere. And even in other towns where they don't have the performing arts driving them, but they've got, you know, things like a very unique takes on yoga or healthy lifestyles. There are, and of course, the artisanal beverage industry, which has, you know, between craft beers and wines mm-hmm. and ciders. There's actually a new group that's just purchased a property in Coxsackie that's opening a cidery and possibly even a distillery, along with a very unique restaurant that they're going to be operating. And everything that they're going to have in for the cidery and distillery is going to be grown on the property, or most everything will be grown on the property. And in the restaurant, they're going to attempt to only carry things from the local farms and the local producers. Now, that can be hard sometimes because it gets difficult to find things, especially in the winter, but they're going to make an effort to be as local as possible. So, you know, you just look around and there are these really industrious, creative people who are offering, it's almost self-perpetuating because you've got a lot of these creative, industrious people moving in mm. and they are also being the beneficiaries of their compatriots who are coming in opening very intelligent, industrious businesses. So not only do they offer a great product, but they get to partake of other great products. So it's those of us, of course, who have been here are also getting to partake of those great products. So it almost begets itself. People are coming. They're coming to see what's happening. They're becoming involved. They're enjoying what they're seeing and they're staying. And hopefully that's going to initiate, you know, a sort of a growth in terms of population growth, in terms of, you know, certain age groups that have been, I don't want to say falling behind, but, you know, there's no secret that Columbia and Greene counties have gotten older demographically. And but these folks, there's a lot of younger folks mm-hmm. moving in with this. And I'm very optimistic that we could see some real growth out of these kind of opportunities. And they're not solely tourism based, you know, which is nice, too, because we need economies that can survive
beyond tourism.
Yeah,
because tourism is a very up and down kind of wave that you ride. Now, the wave we're riding here on WGXE is this is the Radio Magic Pledge Drive, Winter Pledge Drive. We're a little behind, ladies and gentlemen, so we really would love it if you would go to your phone, your landline or your mobile phone, and call 518-697-7400, or go to your device and go to wgxc.org/donate. Mail a check to WGXC Care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. Or you can come to the station and hand me a check, and I'll even give you, I'll give you a warm handshake, and if you let me, I'll give you a hug. Want to be careful about that these days? Or you can you can drop off a check at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, and they'll see that we get it also. So, Jeff, I would like to play, we've been doing a lot of Wesla Whitfield today. I'd like to play a song of hers, and then I come back and chat with you some more. But I need to, I want to play one of her songs. It's called, let me see, what did I have? Get Out of Town.
Nice.
But we're not going to get out of town. We're just going to play Get Out of Town. And then we'll be back with Jeff Friedman in a minute.
The farce was ended, the curtains drawn, and I at least pretended that love was dead and gone. But now, from nowhere, you come to me as before to take my heart and break my heart once more. Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds of the trees? Just disappear, I care for you much too much. Darling, I fear that we charge too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of town.
Greetings, listeners. We would like to present a special opportunity to collect a series of finely crafted QSL cards that display your affiliation with our...
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with a student and professor from Columbia University about recent charges that they disrupted a controversial speaker.
The controversial speaker, Tony Robinson, was a right-winger from Great Britain who was brought...
the lovely voice of the late Wesla Whitfield. And my apologies to her, because somehow when I was setting up the top of the hour promos and IDs and etc., I managed to turn on the iTunes and start another show that was pre-recorded. I apologize, Wesla. But that was Get Out of Town from her album, Living on Love. Anyway, we're back here with Jeff Friedman. We don't have a lot of time left, so this is the Radio Magic fundraising, winter fundraising drive. Please call 518-697-7400 and make a donation to WGXE or write a check. Mail it to us at WGXE Care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. Go to WGXC.org/donate and become, best yet, a sustaining supporter of the station to the fullest extent of your financial ability. Or come here to the studio at 704 Columbia Street, second floor in downtown Hudson, and give us a check here or drop it off at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce office in Catskill, because Jeff Friedman, who is my guest, will make sure that it gets to us. Anyway, Jeff, we're back.
We are. Can you download the app and pay through the app?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I'll find out if I can.
Well, we sorry, I didn't mean to throw that one at
you. We do have now
a new app.
We have a new app. You can go to the App Store for iPhone, because it's only for iPhone. Android will probably follow. But for the iPhone, go to the App Store, and you can go either look for Wave Farm, which is our parent organization, or type in WGXC, all in caps, because that makes it easier. And you will find our mobile app, which I've got on here. And I'll try to look it up right now while you're chatting about the next thing that's going on. And I'll see if you can actually do it.
Sorry,
but I don't know.
Committing the radio faux pas of asking you something you didn't know the answer to.
Well, so many people do. Yes. I mean, I don't know the answers to many things. I just try to sound like I know something sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on in your world, Jeff?
Well, I will take off my chamber hat for a moment. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, I sit on the board of directors for the Greene County Council on the Arts.
Ah,
and,
yes.
And we are going through some exciting changes at the council, and the council has been encouraged by the New York State Council on the Arts to be more regional. And we already do granting. We re-grant state funds for Columbia and Schoharie counties, and we've been doing that for, 20 years or more. So we've already been supporting the arts in Columbia and Schoharie counties on an annual basis. And as such, the Greene County Council on the Arts will be changing its name and will now be a regional council covering the three counties, Columbia, Greene, and Schoharie counties. And
that's so great.
Yeah, and we're also in transition. Our longtime director is retiring from the council, Kay Stamer, and we will be bringing in we're now actively searching for a new executive director who we hope to have in place by July 1st. So we'll have some new leadership. We're going to have new programming. We're going to be much more expansive, supporting the arts across a wide region. And hopefully that will lead to more opportunities for the arts and artists. And we are looking for everyone's support. Anyone in Columbia County or Schoharie County who wants to get more involved, we would love to have them. We're going to be expanding our board to include folks from those counties.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be expanding our presence and working to support the already great arts organizations that exist in Columbia and Schoharie counties, but see if we can offer them even more resources and opportunities. And so the arts are very important to the region. They, as I said earlier, some of that has helped to fuel growth in the area.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that with that in mind, a strong arts council is something that can be very positive in nurturing. And I always like to look at the arts council as the Chamber of Commerce for art. The Chamber of Commerce for business, and they're the Chamber of Commerce for art. So,
well, I think that is so great that it's going to become regional, because we here in Columbia County, which is where I live, because I live in Claverick, have suffered from the fact that the Columbia County Council on the Arts has withered. And I want to answer your question. Yes, you can go to the app and donate.
Excellent. Go to the app.
Donate. Go to the app. Get the app. You can listen to us because I got it because I wherever I am in the world now, I can listen to WGXC and find out what's going on, and I can donate.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, so we're, you know, the council is, you know, we have a very committed board. We've been working to alter our strategic plan now and our long-term planning to include and incorporate programs that will help to nurture things like, you know, you've got the Art School of Columbia County, which does great work. You've got all these great performing arts areas here. You have great galleries. You have community groups that are doing just, you know, community art. So the council, the Columbia County Council on the Arts, has been dormant now for a few years. And we have been encouraged, as I say, on a state level, from New York State Council on the Arts to fill that void, since we are a thriving organization that's been around for 40, I think we're now going into our 43rd year of existence. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to expand, to incorporate more folks into our operations, mm-hmm. and to our boards and to our advisory councils, and to get them involved and give them a place to help to nurture the arts. And we want to hear the voice of folks in Columbia and Scarry counties. We do an extensive children's program, our Sprouts program, which goes every summer. So we're going to expand our Sprouts program so that kids can have the opportunity to learn lots of different things in the arts throughout the summer. I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to be exciting. So, you know, keep visiting the Greene County Council on the Arts website. If you have interest, contact the Greene County Council on the Arts, and we'll be happy to give you more information and get you involved and hopefully add you to our board of directors. We need people for the board of directors. So we're very excited by it. We think this is a tremendous opportunity to strengthen the arts throughout the region, and that's one of the reasons this is being done.
I think that's so great. I just to sort of one of the reasons I got involved with WGXC was I thought, because I have an arts, besides a media background, I have an arts background. And I went and did my best to volunteer at the Columbia, and they never got back to me. And then they sort of withered and went away. And so I ended up at WGXC, which means that I'm here with you today.
Very
this
nice.
This morning.
Yes.
At, let's see, we're coming up on what? When are we coming up on? Let's see, what's the time? Oh my gosh! It's 10:57. Let's say goodbye right now because I had to take over a little bit or figure out what's going on here. So, Jeff, thank you so much for being here today. This is WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill, the voice of Greene and Columbia counties. Our guest has been Jeff Friedman, who is the executive director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, a member of the board of directors of the Greene County Council on the Arts, and also a fine fellow. And this is Matthew Tombers, the host of the Wednesday morning show. So we're gonna go off listening to one last Wesla Whitfield song, Whistling Away the Dark, because we want to whistle away the dark in the world, which is a perfect come on for our next host, who is the Reverend Kim. There's a bright side somewhere.